In the 1960s, Bakersfield, California was the center of country music and produced a sound that was heavy on electric guitar and at least partially influenced by Western swing. Some people started referring to the town as Buckersfield after one of its most influential musicians, Buck Owens. Rock critic Ken Tucker has a review of Owens' new album, his first in over 8 years. From it, here's a little of Under Your Spell Again.
It's easy to figure out the country music comeback story of the past year, Buck Owens. Even as I say this name, I envision many of you grimacing and moaning, oh no, not that guy from Hee Haw. Yes, that Buck Owens. The one who used to grin too widely and trade corny jokes with Roy Clark on TV's most embarrassing country music show. Buck Owens hasn't been picking and grinning on Hee Haw since 1985, and he hasn't made an album since 1980, but right now he's the hottest name in country music. Why? Well, because one of his most sedulous students, Whippersnapper superstar Dwight Yoakam, recorded a duet with Owens on Yoakam's most recent album. That song, Streets of Bakersfield, was a big hit, and it's kicked off a new wave of Buck mania. He's still as corny as ever, though. His new album is called Hot Dog. That's Buck Owens doing Chuck Berry's Memphis. Hot Dog is better than any fan might have hoped because it connects the two seemingly disparate parts of Owens' career. On the one hand, Owens is one of the purest and most original of all country singers. When he first emerged in the late 50s, he wasn't some Nashville smoothie. He was recording in Bakersfield, California, where country music was relatively untouched by the glitz and slickness of Nashville, and Owens was one of the architects of the so-called Bakersfield sound. On the other hand, Buck Owens has always liked music with a strong beat and prominent rhythm, which meant that unlike many of his colleagues, he wasn't an enemy of rock and roll. In fact, more than most hardcore country artists, he embraced rock and recorded it. This new album includes that Chuck Berry song as well as a version of Eddie Cochran's Summertime Blues and the album's title song, a rockabilly rouser.
Well, my baby works in a hot dog stand. I'm making them hot dogs as fat as you can. Up steps, the cat yells, don't be slow. And get me two hot dogs ready to go. Hot dog! She's my baby. Hot dog! Drives me crazy. Hot dog! I don't mean maybe, well, you ought to see my baby at the hot dog stand. But in the cool of the evening when the sun goes down, all the chicks and the cats all are gathering around. They order hot dogs and red soda pop and head down the road to a hip cat hop. Hot dog! She's my baby. Hot dog! Drives me crazy. Hot dog! Don't mean maybe, well, you ought to see my baby at the hot dog stand.
The release of this new album, Hot Dog, coincides with the re-release of a long-out-of-print 1966 record called Buck Owens and the Buckaroos Live at Carnegie Hall. It's a fascinating document of Owens at his peak. By 1966, he'd had more than a dozen number one country hits, most of them included on this album. It's a record that also showcases the work of lead guitarist Don Rich, who, like Owens, was something of a country rebel. Don Rich played a Telecaster guitar, an instrument that yielded a ringing vibration that up till then had been primarily used by rock and rollers. Rich, who also sang harmony vocals with Owens, turned the Telecaster into a country instrument on songs like Love's Gonna Live Here.
Thank you. Oh, the sun's gonna shine in my life once more. Love's gonna live here again. Things are gonna be the way they were. Love's gonna live here again. Love's gonna live here. Love's gonna live here. boy, you talk about a ham. That must be pure pork. I hear bells ringing.
Don Rich died in a motorcycle accident in 1974, and Buck Owens has said that after losing Rich, he lost his way as a musician. Owens started making mediocre records, hopped on the gravy train that was Hee Haw, and forgot about artistry. That is, until Dwight Yoakam rekindled his ambitions. These days, Owens is out touring again, and his music is as straightforward and powerful as ever.
Ken Tucker writes about popular culture for the Philadelphia Inquirer.
Careless you, the odds were just too great. I couldn't take those lonely nights, you made me sit and wait. I thought I'd seen the last of you when you walked out of sight. Instead, I see you in my dreams each night.